The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hi, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we're going to be talking about a very important aspect of affordable communities and keeping people in safe and affordable housing. And it's an organization called Rebuilding Together that is currently located in Dutchess County. And they bring together committed staff, board members, and volunteers who work to help folks in need repair their homes and keep their homes safe and keep our communities together. And their mission is repairing homes, revitalizing communities, and rebuilding lives. And we have with us Darcy McCourt, who's Executive Director of Rebuilding Together. And much of Darcy's experience has been related to safe, affordable, and supported housing and programs for people in need, as I mentioned. And she looks forward to continuing that effort with Rebuilding Together in a meaningful way. It's an extension of her experiences with education, housing, program development, project management, and grant support as she works to make a difference in the lives of the people in our community. And we very much look forward to hearing all about Rebuilding Together and especially the plans to locate here in Ulster County. So Darcy, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you very much, Vince. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Darcy, for the benefit of our listeners, I did a brief introduction, but can you tell us a little bit more about what Rebuilding Together is and its background, how and why it got started?
Of course. So we have been in existence for 30, since, I apologize already, we have been in existence for 32 years. And we started as Christmas in April, a 100% volunteer-driven organization that was repairing homes for people in need. We have since joined a national organization called Rebuilding Together. They have affiliates across the country in 37 different states, and a total of 143 affiliates. We're very proud to say that we were the first affiliate here in New York and started in 1992, as I mentioned, and renamed ourselves as Rebuilding Together Dutchess County in 2007. The organization is not for profit. We only work with individuals who meet income qualifications, so it tends to be a lower income qualifier. And the people that we support do not have to be just seniors or veterans or disabled individuals, but are homeowners who have a physical health and safety need to repair their home.
Mm-hmm. And Darcy, we know from personal experience talking to our neighbors, but also from the statistics that the entire country and particularly Ulster County is in a housing crisis. There've been multiple studies done on that. Our proximity to one of the largest metropolitan areas in the world, 90 miles away. We saw a huge influx of people coming up from New York and after 9/11 and then through COVID, buying up a lot of available housing. And then you had short-term rentals such as Airbnb taking up some of the housing as well. So, as we discussed prior to the show, part of the affordable housing solution is to try to create new affordable units, whether it's through zoning requirements and incentives or the kind of work that RUBCO does through grants and so on. But there's another dimension that Rebuilding Together seems to focus on, and that is how do we keep people in their existing homes?
For sure. As we work with our community members, we know that Individuals who are aging or perhaps do not have an extensive income to care for themselves, they have needs for safety. First and foremost, we know their income might be a concern. Second, that they physically don't have the capacity to do the repairs themselves. So when I talk about doing the work that our organization does, it's about community revitalization and neighborhood revitalization. We know that we can assess a homeowner, we can look at their income, we can determine what is the priority work that will reinvest in the community. And to date, we've reinvested over $8 million in all of the work that we've done just by volunteer effort and in-kind work. So that means there's been $8 million worth of work so that homeowners can stay in their home safely. And if and when they need to leave because of a medical reason or a financial reason moving forward, that home becomes a critical element to an up-and-coming home buyer in the community. They're not typically out overpriced homes. So we're not looking at $500,000 homes or $400,000 homes. We're looking at homes that may be affordable for young families who are just trying to establish themselves. Ideally, they'll live there for the next 20 or 30 years.
You know, one of the things that I didn't realize when I became a new enthusiastic homeowner back in 1997 is that the investment doesn't end at with the purchase of the home or the down payment, that ongoing maintenance is critical to protect that asset and to keep the home safe and affordable. And as you mentioned, you know, I've all along the way, I've done most of the repair and maintenance work myself to the extent of my skills. But each year it gets more difficult, and, you know, I'm fairly physically fit and, but, you know, climbing up and down ladders and doing things or expending, you know, many thousands of dollars on some kind of repair work becomes more and more challenging. And I'm sure it is for a lot of folks.
It is. I would mention some of the things that we take a look at include electrical safety, fire safety, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, kitchen safety, particularly stoves, electric wiring, and water, halls and entryways, the thresholds, the steps become trip hazards. Mm-hmm. Stairs, are they secure, and are there grab bars so people can get up and down stairs if they need to? Accessible bathrooms, modifications to actually enter the home, such as a ramp, and bigger projects even, such as roofs, because if a roof doesn't get repaired, water will seep in and it can find the smallest hole, and then we could have greater health and safety concerns.
Yeah, mold problems and so on. Yeah. So Darcy, you are currently located, Rebuilding Together is currently located in Dutchess County. Tell us about your expansion plans for Ulster. When did that planning process begin, and when can we expect to have Rebuilding Together operational here in Ulster County?
And that's why I'm so glad to speak to the radio listeners today. We started this conversation 2 years ago during COVID, and we were seeing more than ever that families who heard of our services or homeowners who heard of our services were calling and saying, are you available to come to Ulster County? The board, through a strategic planning effort, determined that it would be appropriate to do a soft outreach and to open up our application to the rural communities of Ulster County and to see what the response was. I know RUPCO and RCAL and some of the other organizations very well in Ulster County, and we're not building apartments or senior centers or housing. We're only renovating housing, but we want to do it in an area that's underserved. Rurally, the Housing and Urban Development HUD is pushing us to be able to go into these communities and actually do the outreach. So we opened up the application. We have made that available through September 30th of 2023 for next year's services. And we are starting to meet homeowners in Ulster County who may have need for our services. We hope that if all goes well, I can then create volunteer teams, create the funding, and set up the services so that we can have rebuilding days in Ulster County, just like we do here in Dutchess County.
Mm-hmm. And Darcy, we have about one more minute in our first segment. Do you partner with other organizations working in parallel with working on some of the same topics, such as Habitat for Humanity? Or I know that certain towns have home share programs like Woodstock. Yeah. Do you get involved with any of those?
Yep. We have an entire series of memorandum of understandings where we partner with like and similar organizations. If they know that they're going to be in a community and that we could help them, they will let us know. Or if they come across an applicant who doesn't qualify for their program, they may refer them to us, and we will do the same for them.
Sounds good. And Darcy, I know I want to learn a lot more, and our listeners do as well, about the details of your services and who's eligible, what can be done, and how to go about accessing it. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Darcy McCourt, who's Executive Director of Rebuilding Together, a community-based organization that helps individuals do much-needed home repairs if they need to have some assistance to accomplish that. And Darcy, before the break, we were talking about your utilization of volunteers in various communities to help with this work. Can you add a little bit more information about how do you go about getting the necessary materials to do the repairs and upgrades? Would you give us some information about that?
Of course. As mentioned, we are a not-for-profit, and most of our funding will come from the generosity of private foundations, donors such as banks and local businesses, or larger grants. We have an entire series of grants by USDA, by HUD, and by Home and Community Renewal that will actually fund the materials cost. If I need a skilled contractor, we have in our friendship pool, I would say, a series of contractors who will come in and they'll do the work, but they'll also write off a component of that so that we can stretch our dollars further and provide the repairs such as electrical or plumbing that volunteer labor should not be doing so that the home can stay up to code.
Darcy, can you?
That's a good point, because obviously some types of repairs require licensed plumbers and electricians, and it's important that you have that level of professionalism in order to accomplish these repairs. So it's good to know that you have contractors out there who have those types of skills.
Darcy, can you describe some of the typical repairs that you that Rebuilding Together has done? Just generally speaking, like what are the most common types of repairs that you engage in?
Of course. So accessibility modifications are one of the great repairs that we do. So we're providing ramps, grab bars, stair rails, bathroom modifications so that somebody doesn't have to step into a tub. They can actually enter a shower and have a safe seat. So that those are accessibility repairs. We also do a lot of roofs. We look at heating as a concern because we want people to have a warm, safe home. And when income is a concern, people are making difficult decisions about how they heat their home versus paying for their food or medications.
And are there are there things that you cannot do in this process? Are you limited in any way?
We are limited by value because we can't go above, on average, we can't go above 25% of the home value with some of our grants. And that's not a decision I make. So the home value in Ulster County cannot exceed $327,000. Mm-hmm. I also don't typically do an entire septic system because that's something that, you know, becomes prohibitive cost-wise and because of all of the inspections that are required. Mm-hmm. I can only do repairs for homeowners that own their own home, live in their home, and are current in mortgage taxes and or their home insurance.
And So I'm sure you interact with available grants like NYSERDA energy efficiency grants and those kinds of things. You take advantage of all of those things, right?
Yes, we do. And not only NYSERDA, but Central Hudson is a great partner of ours outside of the NYSERDA grants. And so we're expanding that touch all the time. Yes. Thank you for remembering.
Can you more closely define the eligibility for your services? I know you mentioned the threshold for home price, but can you go over, review that a little bit and also for who those individuals are?
Okay. Again, they must be a homeowner. They must reside in the home. So it's their primary home. They must be current on mortgage, taxes, and insurance. And we have a sliding scale that's actually printed in our application from one homeowner to eight, but we can increase it as necessary. And the income level threshold that they may not exceed for one person is $56,950. For a family of two, that would be $65,000. And the scale goes up. As mentioned, the home cannot be valued at greater than $327,000. If a homeowner, if they have financial need and they rent out a room to be able to make ends meet, we can take that into consideration. It's just income that comes back into the home, and we calculate that also. So it does not mean that they couldn't have a tenant living in their home to qualify.
Mm-hmm. Which is important because a lot of towns, including the one where I live, have accessory dwelling unit provisions that allow existing homeowners to build accessory apartments in their homes or even on their property. And that's increasingly becoming a source of much needed income for folks trying to stay in their homes.
It is. I would mention that, you know, if we're going into a home, what we don't do is we don't just do beautification. It's about health and safety. So heating systems and plumbing, as I mentioned, or roofs. We're not just going to go in and paint a bedroom because it hasn't been painted in 20 years. If the work we do requires painting, we're glad to do it.
And so when you recruit volunteers, are you looking for people with specific trade skills Just general skills, or the whole spectrum? How does that work?
Yeah. Volunteers come in many sizes, and as long as they're an adult, 18 or above, we can find a task that they can help with. If it is a skilled volunteer and they actually have an experience with construction or roofing, plumbing, electric, we would gladly work with that volunteer additionally. Our volunteer teams consist of groups of members from communities, businesses, school, PTA groups, church community groups. Dutchess County Board of Realtors, for example, mm-hmm. is one of our volunteer teams. Mm-hmm. And they all will come in, they'll work, they'll identify their skill set, and then they will help us do the work.
And you have a project manager on site for, on each site to make sure that the people are aligned with where their skills and abilities are, or maybe you pair them up with some contractors who might need some assistance in something specific.
You've said it perfectly. I don't even have to repeat it. So, yes, definitely true.
Would I qualify? I own a lot of power tools. Not that I know how to use
them. We would love to have you.
And what is the time commitment for volunteers?
So we do all of our work in one day, which is what becomes an astounding piece, because we'll do the assessment ahead of time, we'll prepare the scope of work, and we'll get the project ready and the materials there. But then when the volunteers come in, it's typically an 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. day. And that's one of the reasons that I'm also talking to the listeners today, is because we want homeowners to apply, but we also want to speak to organizations that may be interested in forming a volunteer team of 10 to 15 people and doing a project in our springtime future, which would be April 27th of 2024.
So there you go. So companies, nonprofits, faith-based organizations, get ready to do some good work out there.
Yes.
So how do homeowners apply, and how do volunteers apply? What's the process? Where do they go?
Okay. Our website, which is rebuildingtogetherdutchess.org. Again, that's rebuildingtogetherdutchess.org. Has on it information about the applications. And we have two applications always posted, one for Dutchess and one for Ulster. We also have a handyman application for smaller repair projects of under $400, $500. So anyone can go on, they can print out that application and send it in. Applications are due by September 30th of 2023 and will be evaluated and previewed during the fall and winter season for repairs next year. If I have funds this year, I would consider looking at a project this year.
Mm-hmm. Really wonderful work. Wow. And so badly needed. I mean, really critical to keep our communities together and keep people in their homes that they've worked, you know, perhaps a lifetime to pay for and raise families in. Integral to the integrity and cohesiveness of our communities. So thank you so much, Darcy, for the great work that you and your colleagues do. Really terrific. We so look forward to having you here in Ulster County.
Yeah, thank you, Darcy. We appreciate your presence here in Ulster, for sure.
It's a pleasure to expand our reach. I'm looking forward to meeting so many community members in Ulster County.
Great. Well, welcome. And that's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.